Hi, are you registered to vote?
Have you signed the PFD Voter Initiative?
Have you guys signed the PFD Voter Initiative?
Sophie Nethercutt hit the streets one day earlier this month to gather signatures for the PFD Voter Ballot Initiative. She's canvassing for the 700 autographs needed from Sitka in order to win the idea a spot on a ballot in 2016. So far, they have 400.
It would make it possible so that when people register for their PFD online, but if they're not registered to vote, it would link the two systems so they could be registered to vote.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Why not?
Exactly.
To get something on the ballot is a lengthy process. Petitioners must submit signatures from a certain percentage of voters from 3/4 of the House districts in the state. And Sitka is one the Anchorage-based campaign is relying on. Statewide, the campaign is shooting for some 40,000 signatures to give a reasonable margin in case some are invalid. Zoe Kitchell, Sitka's field organizer for the campaign, says states across the country have been making it harder for people to vote by eliminating early voting opportunities and requiring government-issued ID. She says this ballot initiative would help guard against that and streamline the process.
The two goals are, first, to just reduce the amount of paperwork and bureaucracy that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, but then also to make it a lot easier for a lot of people, especially in rural areas in Alaska, to just make it easier for them to get to the polls and to be able to vote at the polls.
The PFD Voter Initiative is modeled after a similar one in Oregon, Kitchell says. In 2014, voters there proposed and passed the Motor Voter Law, which automatically registers people to vote when they renew or apply for a driver's license or state ID at the DMV.
85% of Alaskans actually register for the PFD online, and that is a much larger proportion of the population than apply for driver's licenses every year. So we would be catching so many more people than we would if we set it up exactly like Oregon.
This year, more than 500,000 Alaskans received PFD checks. The Division of Elections estimates that some 70,000 more people will be registered if this initiative is passed. Here's another cut.
No, this ballot initiative would be a no-brainer, I think. And for most people, so far no one has refused to sign.
While Kitchell and Nethercutt have met little opposition in Sitka, there have been some naysayers. Kitchell says some people think that if others didn't bother to register, they shouldn't vote.
Our goal is for more people to vote, but all this is doing is registering people, and people will still need to make that decision to actually go out to the polls.
Others are fearful of giving too much information to the government. But Kitchell says Alaska's online PFD registration system has some of the strictest security. And residents are already volunteering their personal information for their PFD checks anyway.
It is interesting to think that people are so willing and so excited to get free money from the government, because of course, why wouldn't you be excited about free money from the government? But I'd like to think that if you are benefiting from that, then you'd also like to be a part of the process of deciding what that government does and being a part of the decision making on a larger scale.
The campaign is making a final push in Sitka over the next couple weeks, with hopes of submitting its signatures to headquarters in Anchorage by the end of the month. In the meantime, Nethercutt will connect with voters wherever she can, on downtown streets or by the front door of C-Mart.
You're persistent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
The initiative also includes an opt-out provision for people to easily deregister themselves within a month of signing up for the PFD. If it makes it on the ballot, voters should see it in an election next year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.